Oh, isn't this so nice? Just you and I getting away together. It's such a beautiful day outside. Can you see that? That one? It looks like a rabbit. No, it's not a duck. It's definitely a rabbit, look. See the ears and the fluffy tail? No, it's not a duck. Oh my god, did you ever eat carrots when you were younger? No, I'm just asking because your eyesight is failing you. Well, have you ever seen a rabbit with glasses on? No. That's because they eat their carrots. Oh, you feel so good. Do you remember everything from this time last year? Yeah. It's where the stars aligned. I know, it's corny, but it's also true, like. And I think I was sitting right over there. Yeah, and you were trying to read your book. But you were interrupted by a dashing stranger who swept you off your feet. Nervous? Moi? No, that's not how I remember it. Okay, I was a little nervous. Just a little, but I was a little bit charming too. Huh? Well, I did come up with that story on the spot. I improvised it. And you did let me sit with you. Oh, just cute. Not dashing, no? I think dashing is the correct word, love. Yeah. I know, I was full of it. And I wasn't just trying to pick you up, you know? You know I was genuinely interested in you. I mean, who could resist such a sweet, adorable, kind, yeah, intelligent. Okay, I'm well read. But who could resist such a woman? A woman reading a book on a train? I must admit that the reading was a huge attraction, and it's why I was drawn to you. You know, people don't read these days. Well, they do, but they don't read books, you know? And they don't know what it's like to hold a book and to turn the page and to even, you know, get the smell that a book carries. Nowadays, it's just all Kindles and... Did I ever tell you that I found a second book? And I read it from cover to cover in less than a day. That is impressive. You see, I was inspired by this ferociously intelligent reader I know. A reader who I met on a choo-choo train. Yeah, I know how the story ends. I'll lend it to you if you like, and you can read it. You don't want me to spoil the ending for you, do you? Oh, all right, so come here. All right, so the two lovers are inseparable. Sharing their lives together has been such a joy. And every day the man wakes up and he thinks, I am so lucky to have found this amazing woman. And he counts the minutes until the next time he'll be able to wrap his arms around her and tell her everything about his day. And that no story is complete until she's a part of it. And he thinks about her when he's at work. He tells his friends and his family. Makushka Makhri. She's the pulse of my heart. And he loves everything about her. Gakrad Fridi. Gakrad Fri. And Khalina Salasadawan. Everything about the most beautiful girl in the world. Her kind heart. Her laugh. The way she sighs when he whispers Gaelic in her ear. And one day, he brings her on the train where they met. And he brings her as close to the same seat as he could. And they sit together, laughing, talking, and identifying clouds. Completely comfortable, completely and totally in love. And then he decides to ask her a question. One he's been waiting to ask for the longest time. McGraw? Tagra agamdit. I love you. Marry me. I knew from the moment I saw you that you are the bright love of my life. An Gael Gra Machri. And I want to spend the rest of my life making you happy. And I want to end every night holding you. And I want to wake up every morning with you beside me. Be my wife. Marry me. And they lived happily ever after.